an ear for wisdom, or a formula for crafting a powerful magical item. A huge thunderstorm was approaching Nordhaus Dunes, where I was camping in a bald spot down by an ancient dune. If I was lightning, and I feel I somewhat am, at least a thundercat, that beautiful sandy bald spot would be the only place in all of Nordhaus Dunes that I would ever care to hit. And while I was in no real danger, or so I hope, this was my first time doing a rather loud parley with nature. For I would complain at every thunder, mostly about the tent poles. When I was little, it was explained to me not to be scared of the sound, as the sound means that I survived the lightning strike. So I was really both filing complaints with laws of nature and celebrating them at every strike. But there I was, laying down on the ground, no pillow, surrounded by four evenly spaced metal poles holding up the tent canopy. According to the label fluttering in my face, the tent was highly flammable, and I should keep it away from sources of ignition. Right before I put on my headphones, I realized what an impossible request that is during a thunderstorm. I put on We Are All Connected by the Symphony of Science and fell asleep to Richard Feynman's bongo drums. I truly felt being deeply connected with the universe. Being alone deep in that tiny wilderness during a big thunderstorm was quite an experience for me. The most beautiful adventures are the ones that are full of beautiful surprises. Never, ever expect an adventure to go right. That's not what the word adventure stands for. Now, this was my first parley, but the second time I connected with nature. The first time was spent in silence, trying to understand how I ended up standing in the very fabric of the universe. I drove down to the ocean. It took days, and I arrived at the beach after dark. So I hopped into the warm ocean water. I certainly wasn't going to wait until morning. And I've noticed there were little glowing fishes. And as I slowly looked towards the dark horizon, the fishes melted with the reflection of the stars under the biggest sky I've ever seen. The fishes, the reflection of the stars and the dark skies, seemed to have created a single hole that wrapped around me. I was standing in the universe. On my way back up, I turned on the radio and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Content of character," which seemed like the most beautiful words and concept that I have ever heard. Until then I treasured "There Are No Ordinary Moments" from Dan Millman's Peaceful Warrior. And I was always fond of the "life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it." Alas, life only moves fast when you do what you are told. If you do it your way, you'll quickly become 1,000 years old. This is what adventure is for. Building a library of wisdom. Developing a love of wisdom. Philosophia. And I hope I am wrong in saying this, but it may just be impossible to start collecting wisdom without that gentle adventure. If you are young, I beg you to keep a large backpack by your door. You don't have to use it, not right away. Get a tent that packs small and a sleeping bag, one rated for cold weather. You may get a second tiny one for warm nights and to serve as a neat pillow. Put it together at home. Strangely, the only place where it is always away from a source of ignition, lightning. And test it out. Make a list of all the things you still need. Maybe find a video of birdsong or ocean waves. And close your eyes and listen. Please, connect with nature once you are ready. Make sure to bring plenty of narrated books so that you may fish out all your favorite wisdoms. And never be ashamed to wear multiple fanny packs all at once. It looks really cool. And you know, you're gonna need a proper cowboy hat. Everyone needs a proper cowboy hat.